Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is March 1st, 2021. This is your Fightful post-Raw review, and it is a big Monday Night Raw. Let's just say it kicked off really hot. It ended really hot. There is a lot to get into. We got Denise Salcedo here. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
What is that? What did you just
do? I make that voice when I'm nervous and I have no introduction.
Oh, no.
Whenever I don't know how to say hello, I just change my voice.
Hello. That's all you got to say.
Okay. Hello.
That's all you got to say. Oh, no. Oh, guys, please leave us a thumbs up if you're watching this on YouTube. Of course, we are on platforms everywhere from Periscope to Facebook.com/FightfulOnline. Make sure you subscribe to our channel as well. I dropped a nice video today, Enhancement Stories. For those of you not familiar with that series, I get wrestlers that are now stars in ROH, WWE, Impact, and we talk about their experiences as extras or enhancement wrestlers. And I spoke to Beer City Bruiser from Ring of Honor, and I don't think it was ever out there before this. He actually played the fake Bray Wyatt in a segment with Roman Reigns years ago. We talk about that. We talk about a segment with Simon Dean that actually led to him getting a lot of extra work. Make sure you check that out. And also donate a super chat that gets your question or statement read on the air. And there is a lot to comment on today. And
yeah, there is.
Oh, boy. We're going to weave in and out of this as well. Like what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go back to it like they do. Because usually what we do is we cover... If a main event has an opening segment, we'll cover that as well. But I think it's more fitting, Denise, if we kind of do it the justice WWE did it.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Well, Andrew Lolivar says, this is for the most beautiful being in all of YouTube. Oh, and Denise, you can have some too.
Oh, my God. Look, I'm not going to get mad because you twisted my words last week. So this week, I'm going to be very careful. I'm my own publicist this week, and I'm not going to say anything. Sean, your hair is messed up.
Yeah, I know. Why are you trying to trash me already?
No, I was trying to tell you as a friend.
I'm out of shot right now.
I was just about to say that I wasn't going to say anything that was going to make me like get in trouble this week. But then I saw that your hair was sticking up.
Hold on.
I'm a good friend, and I'm just going to let him know his hair's messed up.
Like, get in trouble or anything. You've never been in trouble with me. Don't act like I've ever
scolded you. I'm always in trouble.
Except for the night that you, like, trolled about Goldberg. You turned into Trollberg.
Oh, and you cursed at me on the air, and I didn't even notice.
I cursed at you. I did.
You admitted it afterwards that you gave me the big F-bomb.
Because I apologized to you. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't like talking to people like that in general. Like I curse more on the air than I do like in my everyday life. Like I don't curse that much. Actually, I do it for comedic factor sometimes.
But, oh, well, I'm the opposite. I curse in real life and not on air.
That's the thing. Like we'll end the show and you let it fly. You do.
Dude, see, this is why my mouth gets me in trouble. I'm done talking. Continue on. Let's talk about Raw.
Well, we have a super chat. Where Ricardo Holt says, oh, well, we'll hold that off till later. But he said, give me all the spoilers. Well, you know what? We're going to do that, Ricardo. We're going to give you all the spoilers. We kicked off the show with Drew McIntyre coming out. He was immediately interrupted by The Miz. Miz is like trying to talk Drew into being upset at him or upset at Bobby Lashley. It's not working. And if there's one thing that I like, Denise, it's that Drew McIntyre did not get involved in this whatsoever. Because to me, I don't think that's a real babyface move to go and fuck up a world championship match on TV. I don't think that's a good, happy babyface thing to do. I think it said more that instead, Drew McIntyre sat there and had a badass match.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, even at the top, he even mentioned, like, yeah, Bobby Lashley kicked my butt. Like, he admitted to that, right? So I thought everything Drew McIntyre had to say was perfectly fine. The second we got The Miz involved in this, I was kind of like, all right, this is the part where I start zoning out, not really paying attention. And then afterwards, so I made, like, a full 180 turn. So at this opening segment, I thought, oh, my God, I have absolutely no reason to be interested in Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, because they already told me that this is a B storyline, BC storyline, whatever you want to call it. It's not important, so I'm not going to care. But I will tell you my secondary thoughts once we get to the actual match. But that's how I felt at the intro start of this.
So Miz was doing his best. I thought Miz did a fantastic job tonight. Like, with all the stuff that he did, he was trying
to... Did you know, really?
I did. Oh, I did. God. He did every... Man. He did everything he could to hold on to that title. He was like, oh, Drew, aren't you so mad? Aren't you so mad? And Drew's like, nah, not really. I'll just earn it. And that's what I wanted to see, because so much of what we saw out of Drew was him beating people all year. But also, I will never forget that first night after WrestleMania when he had that speech and he said, people that deserve it. And then throughout the year, I'd say like 20% of his title defenses, maybe 30%, were people that deserved it. So now that he doesn't have it, what is he doing? He's not bitching. He's not crying. He's not moaning. He's not saying, oh, I got screwed. I got screwed. He's saying, all right, I'm going to win and I'm going to get my way back there. And MVP popped up. And he's like, oh, by the way, Miz, the match is at 9. I think we knew when they said it's at 9. Did you know some shenanigans were going on?
Okay, so here's my thing. So ever since The Miz won, they've been doing this time clock thing on Raw. So it's been like 2 weeks of this. Is this something that they're going to keep doing throughout the show? Or is this just for The Miz? Because it kind of feels like it might be a thing to keep viewers, you know, coming in the next hour. Okay, well, I'm going to stay because I know something's going to happen to then. Or, hey, I'm going to check back, you know, in an hour when this is what I want to see or whatever. Even though I can't imagine someone checking in and checking out just for that. But whatever. So I'm curious as to if this is going to be something that we're going to be seeing more of in the next couple of weeks.
I like that idea. I mean, the thread of this show kept me tuning in throughout the night as well.
Doing that with Raw Underground, where they were like, oh, at X amount of clock or X time, we're going to go on with Raw Underground. So it seems like they like the idea of saying at this o'clock, this is going to happen.
Yeah, although I think this was a much bigger attraction than Raw Underground, but I do definitely see what you mean. I definitely see what you mean. Well, then we got to the match. We got to Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, and this match was two sirloin beef sons of bitches. Big, meaty, sweaty men slapping meat, Denise. Just what you like to see.
Okay.
That's why you watch wrestling.
Yeah. Okay. So, oh, wait. Okay. So, was that a shot? Wait, hold on. Was that a
it's
shot?
It's a Big E reference. Big E has said
oh,
that.
Oh, I thought you were throwing me a shot, but whatever. All right. Here we go. So, I said that at the top of this, I did not care. I was like, okay, I don't really care for seeing Drew and Sheamus. I really have no interest in this. Like, yeah, okay, I get it. They're throwing really hard punches at each other. Whatever. It's going to take a whole lot more for me to get invested. However, when this match actually started, dude, I loved it. And here's the thing about why I loved it. It got better as it progressed. There was a spot in the beginning of this match where Sheamus was doing all of these like elbows straight to Drew's face as Drew's face was like planted right onto the mat. So it almost looked like he was killing the guy. So
he worked the jaw. We don't see somebody work the jaw a lot.
I feel like we don't get to see these types of matches very often on Raw, period. So I liked the aggressiveness of this match. Like, it really, really did get more exciting as it went on. And it made me want to see, you know, that what it made me want to see that Sheamus Drew McIntyre one-on-one match that we all thought we were going to have at the last pay-per-view. And it made me care. Like, before, to be honest, I thought, okay, this is the route that we're going with them, right? But I don't really care to actually really see it. Now, I actually feel like I care more about wanting to see it just because now I got a taste of it. And this was also probably, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but because I don't remember any other opening match on Raw being as exciting as this one in a really long time. I really can't remember another one in recent memory opening the show, at least.
Between the opening segment and this, it went like the first 45 minutes of the show. They wrestled for 24 minutes, I think. And they had to overcome some stuff because you had Tom Phillips saying, "This is one of the biggest moments in the history of the brand." And I'm like, hold up, mister. Like, this was supposed to be a pay-per-view match. It absolutely was. It was going to be the match at Fastlane or Elimination Chamber, whatever the hell you want to call it. It is a marquee match in that regard that they built up. But one of the biggest moments, I'm like, is this list like 1,500 long? Because it wasn't. Now, did it become one of my favorite matches in recent Raw memory? Yeah, absolutely. This match was incredible. It was the Sirloin Beef Sons of Bitches match that I wanted. Drew was getting dominated earlier. And like you said, like the jaw that he was working over. And then when Drew got his offense, the superplex, the suplex on the table, it was really, really heavy. I loved them going into each other's playbook. And Drew using the white noise and Sheamus using what we call the Bama Slamma. Like if Tom Phillips would have made that comment like 10, 15 minutes later, I would have said, I wouldn't have felt so like, oh man, that's weird. That's out of place. Because this was one of the better matches I've ever seen on Raw. It was incredible. It was an outstanding match. And
I tuned out commentary. So all of these things that you're mentioning in it, you know, I just feel like I tune it out.
A lot of people do. I got to say, that was a hell of a finish. That was such a perfect, incredible, awesome finish. Sheamus is going for the brogue kick. Drew is going for the Claymore. And I feel like when they set this up, they probably said one of us is really going to get hit hard. And the other one was probably like, yeah, probably. Let's see how it works out. Because he, being Drew, knocked the shit out of Sheamus. Hoo boy. This was brutal.
This also ties into what you just said right now about the fact that Drew McIntyre sort of, even though, you know, he was just champion, he's sort of like quotations in the air, re-earning this opportunity to get back up there. So I feel like this was the perfect follow-up match after everything that Drew McIntyre has done as champion, the way that he lost and all of that. This was definitely a nice continuation of, yeah, he's not champion, but obviously he is either going to be, you know, in the main event title picture at WrestleMania, or he's still obviously going to be, you know, we can make our assumptions, right? But they were treating him properly is what I mean to say. And I really enjoyed this match.
I did too. My God, this was just a pay-per-view quality booking because they were supposed to wrestle on pay-per-view. Pay-per-view quality match. And a main event level finish that they had. I can't say enough about that finish. It's so elementary. It's so easy for them to do. But I just loved it. I thought this was great. Sheamus has had some really, really good in-ring runs that he doesn't get credit for. This might be his best in-ring run. Because it feels like every week we're talking about him having some really, really great match. And this is a guy, Denise, that I had WWE wrestlers a couple years ago saying, yeah, if we get one more WrestleMania out of Sheamus, we'll be lucky. His neck was in bad shape, all kinds of stuff. And he's looking like he's not going to slow down anytime soon.
You wouldn't even notice, to be honest. If you didn't know those things about him and his injuries and all of that, I wouldn't have noticed. I would have been like, oh, this guy's perfectly fine. He looks tip-top shape. And yeah, he has been having pretty good matches. And I recall being on here talking about them, you know, multiple times.
Guys, please leave us a thumbs up. I can't tell you how important that is. If you're watching on YouTube, well, it's fun that we got this super chat right now. Prince GQ says, send Naomi over to SmackDown with Roman. It's needed. I mean, I don't know. I know this wasn't needed. I didn't need to see Nia Jax intimidate Naomi and then squash her. I love the finish that she's using, which is very much like Raquel's, the one-armed powerbomb choke slam. But this was just a squash, Denise.
This reminded me of what we just saw with Tamina and Liv Morgan. Obviously, the Tamina-Liv Morgan one was a lot worse, in my opinion. This one wasn't as bad because at least Nia Jax, you know, is a champion. She's going into this match at NXT. So, okay, maybe not as bad as that. But it's kind of like, dude, Naomi just came back. And she's that person that I'm like, what the heck? Like, she was one of the highlights of the Royal Rumble. She's always one of the highlights in whatever she does. But it's like, I don't get anything out of seeing her in this real nothing match against Nia Jax and just losing. Like, I really do think that if they actually, I don't understand why we couldn't at least have her pick up some sort of win or something. And I hate to be like, oh, this person needs wins. But I get it. It's like, dude, she just came back. Like, let's give her a little something. She sort of fell into this, you know, awkward spot with Lana that kind of feels really forced. So I still prefer to see her, you know, in her own style, just doing her own thing, you know, building her up as possible challenger for the Raw Women's title. I would like to see her go in that direction versus the direction that we're going in right now, because it's just too similar to what we're seeing, or no, not what we are seeing, but what we've been seeing with a lot of the women's teams on Raw, where you come in, you put them together, you think they're hot for a minute, oh, they look cool together, and then bam, they're in these nothing matches and then get squashed and then nothing comes of it.
I mean, I know that styles make fights as well as anybody. I cover MMA, and sometimes you'll have a David and Goliath battle, and David will win by knockout in the first round. They'll run that back, and they'll go to decision, and the other person wins. It's very odd booking. Like, some weeks, Nia's getting beaten by Lana and Reginald, and then the next week, she is crushing Naomi, or she's pinning Asuka and Sasha Banks. To me, it really negates the other when you do that. When you have Reginald and Lana beating her, and then it's like, oh, wait, no, now she's going to crush everybody. It's really weird, especially as Joseph says, my heart hurts every week seeing Nia protected while Shayna eats pins. I think Shayna is the more versatile performer all around. Now, obviously, there's a level of heat that Nia can get that Shayna cannot, but how are you feeling about that?
Well, see, there's even this, there was, you know, obviously ahead of the match with Charlotte when, you know, prior to Charlotte making that announcement, when Nia Jax came out and with Shayna and she basically said, oh, you know, I want the, oh, thank you for putting up the nice comments. And now you're just distracting me from my thoughts here. Okay. So when she came out and she basically said, oh, you know, I want Asuka, or it might be either Shayna or I kind of thought that it made Shayna look really weak when Nia was basically saying, oh, you know, it's most likely going to be me. Like, it could be Shayna, but it's most likely going to be me. I'm like, where the hell is this killer Shayna, that if anybody would have said that to her last year, she would have cut their throats, maybe bitten them actually, but you know what I mean. So it's kind of like irritating. I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Like, I want the old Shayna back. That's all I need to say here.
Nerd Guru says Nia Tamina is Andre Hogan. I thought CC Alex and Evan says best heel in the business, Baron Corbin for Friday. Import316 asks if we can hear the Big English Breakfast Big Ben story that you shared on Wrestle Talk over the weekend. Sean needs a good Blue Chew segue. I don't today, but I mean, we got wrestling to talk about.
Yeah, you Import. Can ask me later or something.
I mean, it's on Wrestle Talk, right? I can.
Yes, it's on Wrestle Talk. You can listen to it on there.
I can go watch it there. They're my friends, Import. Sorry to. Like, maybe make you waste $10, but I am interested in this. I will go watch it now. And I hope that you guys will go watch our sponsor, Match Madness, airing every day in March on YouTube. Go to www.dailyres.com. That's DailyWres.com to view. That will take you to their YouTube channel. Tons of wrestlers involved in this. Alex Hammerstone, EC3, Lee Moriarty, Sean Daivari, a lot of names that you guys know. It's showcasing stars that you've seen on TV in the past, as well as some of the best West Coast indie wrestlers, a few rising stars from elsewhere in America. And it will be 31 days of daily wrestling action every evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can head over there. You can search Daily Wrestling on YouTube. Subscribe to them. You can check out Simon Gotch. You can check out Casey Lennox, Juicy Finau, AJ Z, Beastman, all kinds of people of varying degrees of exposure. All 31 matches are going to air completely free for fans on YouTube. You can support them by donating to their Patreon, which launched today. The matches will be officiated by a three-prong referee team of Isaac Hayes, Ben Hall, and Gypsy Broly. And your host for the month is Lena Gonzalez. And you got commentary from Kevin Gill and Jake Black. Make sure you guys check them out. Today, or actually tomorrow, you got Hammerstone versus Klaus. They're very familiar with each other. You got Alex Hammerstone, who's been taking MLW by storm. Check it out, guys. A lot of really good talent over at Daily Wrestling that you guys can tune in and see for absolutely free. So check them out. Support them. It's going to be a good time.
You know, I don't know what to do when you put the graphics in this. Should I see my way out? Should I poke out? I was ready to play peekaboo here.
I mean, you can do it. I mean, here's the thing. If it gets people to look at the graphic more, I don't care.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like,
I mean, if you're poking your head out like this and people are like, haha, that's funny. And then they look over. Out,
but I didn't want to be rude. I was like, no one's going to listen to what Sean's saying.
Wow. You really think you can upstage me like that, huh?
Yeah. People love peekaboo.
Well, Randy Orton upstaged himself. He was backstage, and oh boy, Trent Gaspard says, I guess it's safe to say that Firefly Funhouse Match 2, Fiery Boogaloo between Orton and The Fiend is confirmed for Mania. I mean, that's the plan, obviously, Denise, but and I'm sure that Firefly Funhouse match is going to kick ass. I bet it's going to be really great, but I don't want five more weeks of this shit, Denise.
Look, I said this at the beginning, and I'll just reiterate it now. Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, whatever, they do not bring out the best in each other. And that's just final. I'm sorry. This has been, I don't know. I almost just, I kind of just wait to see like what funny thing is going to happen. And then I just like laugh it off, you know, but I don't take it seriously. I mean, after the whole black vomit from last week and then what we saw today, which, okay, so Alexa, what, she showed him like the evil version of himself, or like that's what happened, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, yes. I think it's crazy. Like, it's kind of, it's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I can possibly add to this. It gets more ridiculous every single week, kind of like my hair. What the hell's going on with my hair?
Yeah, you're but starting to look like alfalfa.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. But I'm just so beyond this feud. It's just carried on and on and on and on and on. And I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to go past it. And it's like, okay, well, we know that it's just... it's going to WrestleMania. We know it. Just give them 5 weeks off till then, if that's what it takes.
See, and here's the thing is that I don't necessarily mind Alexa Bliss doing this type of character, this type of, you know, this type of story. It's just not, it's not exactly coming across as something that is like brilliantly spooky. It's coming off more as like goofy spooky instead of it being brilliant. I just think if there, it could be done a different way to where it could actually be presented as something cool. Like, oh, Alexa Bliss is, you know, she's this new persona and I'm perfectly fine with all of that. Sure. It's just not really clicking, at least, you know, for, you know, people of my age and whatnot.
Nerd Guru says Randy and Bray should go balls to the wall and bring in Legacy. I think Cody would be down. Cody ain't doing that. By the way, we'll be streaming the Cody Rhodes media call live 2 p.m. on Wednesday. But I'm sure they'd bring in Ted DiBiase Jr. I'm sure he would be down to do it if he's available. Jimmy Miles says, I just used to hate watch you. Now I just love you guys. I mean, let's be real. If you're tuning in, you're interested in us in some degree. To some degree.
People hated us? That is so sad.
Oh, lots of people do. Lots of people yeah. Do.
Well, I don't vanity search myself. So unless you tag me, I won't see it. So...
my thing is, like, I get a lot of people that are like, hey, here's this angry tweet about you. And I'm like, man, that's not good. Don't do that. I mean, I there's some people that I'm glad they do it because somebody will post something fake up there. Like, some people put, oh, that piece of shit, Sean Ross Sapp interviewed Marty Scurll last week. And I'm like, no, I reported he was at the New Japan tapings. I didn't interview him.
Sean, I get why the people might hate you, but why do they hate me? Okay.
I mean,
innocent bystander here.
Quite frankly, I would interview him. I got some shit I'd like to ask the guy. Why wouldn't I? Like, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to ask these people questions.
But then
you'd
probably get heat, though, for giving them a platform. And
that's
you know
the thing.
How that works, so it's like...
These people would hate newspapers. Let me tell you that much. Brandon Charles Powell says, Denise playing peekaboo with the Match Madness logo.
Turns out I should have done it.
And Christopher says, seems like WWE Raw writers have no clue what to do with the women's division and even Braun Strowman. This Raw proved it. Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff here. And yeah, we're about to get to this tag team title segment, but we'll kind of cover the women's thing again. Again, I mean, Asuka's out right now. She's got the injury. She got her tooth kicked out or whatever it may be. That's rough. That sucks. But they weren't booking her well before this, Denise.
No, and now it's something like, okay, legit, she's got her tooth taken out or whatever, right? But it's just, dude, I feel bad for Asuka. Because before it was like, oh, this is stuff that's happening to her because this is how she's being booked. And now it's kind of like, if they're trying to wrong their rights with how Asuka's been booked lately, it's almost like it's not in the cards anymore. It's almost like you need to scrap that and start from scratch because things ain't looking good. And, you know, we'll get to the, you know, the Mania thing later on. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm feeling like I thought things were going to go a certain direction for WrestleMania, and now they're starting to feel a whole different direction. I think I had my hopes up. I'm not going to lie.
We got a super chat in Spanish, and like I've learned very, very little Spanish, but I think I know what this says, and you'll be able to grade me. Let's see. It's something nice about you. I think it says, for Fightful's Queen that has a smile that melts my heart. Did I get that right?
Dude, what the heck? Who you be talking? Well, how many Mexicans are there in Kentucky?
There's actually quite a few.
Really? Yes. Wow. Yeah, it says para la reina de Fightful con una sonrisa que derrite corazones.
Exactly how I would have said it. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, just got to give Denise those reps. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look at this. Jamie says, I used to hate your accent, SRS. Nothing with Denise. Well,
oh,
you know
thank
what?
God. I was like, what the hell did I do?
Man.
Thank you, Jamie. Sorry.
I won't even make a mom joke. I was gonna, but I'm not gonna.
That's your go-to, though, Sean. You need to come up with something new.
No, I don't. I really don't. And I never will.
So your mom jokes are superior. Is that what you're telling me here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cyclops says, I'm just so happy Bianca got away from the Raw booking. Seems to have done wonders for her, right?
Well, I mean, prior to that, let me see, what was she doing? She was doing poison angles. She was just having matches with Zelina. And that was kind of it.
And was sitting on the sideline. Her guru said, really hope Asuka's okay, but for the love of God, I'd rather see anything else but Asuka and Charlotte again. Charlotte is just insufferable these days. What needs to happen is Rhea Ripley needs to show up. She needs to absolutely crush somebody. And she needs to say, Bianca got her title shot. I was the next one in the Royal Rumble. I want to compete for this opportunity. Charlotte, I want to beat you too. And then you set up Charlotte, Rhea, Asuka, if you're going that way. Because I don't think they're going to put it out into the world that Charlotte's going to face Asuka at Mania unless they're actually doing it, Denise.
So are we going to talk about this now then, the whole Charlotte thing?
Let's go ahead and do that. Charlotte came out and she said that. And then she got jumped by Nia and Shayna. Then she beats Shayna. I'll say this. At least they're giving Charlotte a win if they're heating her up for Asuka because she hadn't won her last 8 matches.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with you. Good for giving Charlotte the win. Now, here's the thing that before I start anything, I'm a Charlotte Flair fan. I don't know how many people know this, but she's my favorite current women's wrestler. I love Charlotte Flair. I'm a big, big fan of Charlotte Flair. However, I understand why so many people had, why she unfortunately gives off that go away heat for so many people, just because she's been put in so many positions that some people don't think she deserves. I think she's great and I've loved her in all of those spots, but I do get why people are upset. Now, I do have to say though that I know a lot of people were saying, oh, the match that we're going to see is Asuka versus Charlotte, but I didn't think that was actually going to be the real match that we were going to get. I really thought that we were either A, going to see Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley, but now that seems so far away. And if not, I thought we were going to see hell, I'll even take a triple threat. Charlotte, Asuka, Rhea Ripley. Or I thought maybe even, no, I was really more sold on Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. So now the fact that I almost don't feel like we're getting that, we might still, obviously, we're still 40 days away, so anything can happen, okay? I'm still kind of keeping my hopes up there. But it's just too many twists and turns to get there that I don't even know if it's possible anymore or if it's too last minute, especially with what's going on right now with Asuka. So are you just thinking about your hair, Sean?
I'm listening to you. And yes, I see, I have these things in my ears and mine work, Denise.
Oh, thanks. So let the whole world know that mines don't work today. Okay.
Listen to you. I'll always have people that are like, oh, Sean, you're not looking at the person you're interviewing. I'm like, motherfucker, yeah, I've got three screens and earbuds. I can hear them. Like, what do you all think we're doing? Waving smoke signals or something to each other? Like, I don't have to. And even if I'm looking, like, I'm not looking at you right now, Denise. I'm looking at a camera.
Man. All right. Well, anyways, I don't remember. Okay, look, I want to see. I'll just say this right now.
Mark says it's her booking and her plot armor that we hate, not her. Yeah, I did like the Shayna line. She goes, you focusing on yourself? Sounds about normal. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was very funny. YouTube Championship Wrestling said this show was boring, in my opinion. I didn't think it was boring. I was hooked throughout the whole show because I wanted to see.
No, I wasn't, Sean. I was not. I really, really was not. No, I loved the intro. I liked the outro of the show. Everything else in between was very, for me, it was just like, it was no.
There was lots of dumb stuff on this show, for sure, that I didn't need. Anakin says, I wish when I was learning Spanish, I made it sound as pretty as Denise. I sounded like I was a Klingon. guys, get in your super chats. That stuff really, really helps us out. Nerd Guru says, do Rhea versus Charlotte at Fastlane. Winner gets Asuka. You have Rhea knock Charlotte out of the Mania period so she can sit a year out. Come on. Be realistic. Why would you have Charlotte Flair sit out WrestleMania? I mean, she wouldn't even sit out WrestleMania. She'd be in the Battle Royal if nothing else. Like, I don't get this. All due respect, Nerd Guru, I appreciate you. You send lots of super chats. I don't know why you would think that, oh, you know, we got two nights of a wrestling show. Let's just have Charlotte do nothing.
So, Sean, okay, now that you bring that up, what are the chances of them doing Charlotte Asuka at Fastlane? And then having Charlotte Rhea, or having maybe Asuka defend her title twice.
That'd be cool.
Maybe she defends one night against Charlotte and then the second night against Rhea Ripley. Something
I would
like
love that.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. I feel like we can make it happen. I'm just trying to find ways to get there, really.
Kyle, I'm going to rip this one to shreds. I'm sorry, buddy. Kyle Suknanen says they should strip Asuka of the title and hand Flair the title. Ripley comes out and beats her up. First off, who's stripping? Second off, no, you never strip somebody of a title unless you have to. That's how you devalue a title, Denise.
I can't think of one reason. I wouldn't want that. Asuka doesn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't.
To be stripped. It's not her fault that she hasn't had any challengers or any, you know, good storylines. That's not her fault.
Exactly. She has done everything she's asked and done it as well as possible. Throwback 27, who celebrated a birthday this weekend, said Charlotte Ripley, Asuka would be good. Do you ever think Charlotte could be or face Kaylee Ray, since WWE likes to have Charlotte beat streaks? Kaylee Ray is over 400 days with the UK women's title. Oh, nothing's out of the question. I don't think until the world goes back to normal that they'll have Charlotte do UK stuff, though, Denise.
I don't know, because how many people actually even watch NXT UK?
Two. I think
are you
two.
You one of them?
I've got to be. I watch everything, and I'm on the timeline when I'm watching it, and nobody else is talking about it.
So, because you can tell when a show's popular based on your Twitter interactions. Because there's shows that I've tweeted about where like nobody cared, and then there's shows that I tweet about that everybody cares, and I'm like, what's happening here? Oh, people aren't watching. It's very obvious.
A tumbleweed rolls through my timeline while I'm watching that show. And there's some good talent on that show, especially the women's division, but nobody watches show.
I'll be real. I don't watch, and I'm sorry.
Well, The Hurt Business defeated Adam Pearce and Braun Strowman to retain the tag team titles. So Braun Strowman comes out, and he's pissed off at Adam Pearce and Shane McMahon. Shane cuts a weird promo. He's talking like this, and he's talking about getting his MBA and some of the classes that he's taking and how cooperating with management is in one of those classes, and he's going to teach him how to do it, and he's going to do it by having him team with Adam Pearce. And Adam Pearce is like, the hell, man? Why does this keep happening to me? I don't want a title shot. Why do y'all keep giving them to me? Like that. This keeps happening. Okay. I was all for Adam Pearce versus Roman Reigns because I thought it would be. I thought it was, you know, like Royal Rumble. Who gives a shit? The focus is on the Rumble. But it's like, come on. This. Now, granted, it ended in the way that it should. Braun beat the crap out of Hurt Business. Shane made Adam Pearce tag in, and then Adam Pearce got pinned. But in all this, like, I hate to be the guy that says, who's the babyface? Because I hate that line of thinking. I hate the line of thinking that there has to be a babyface and a heel. But I really want to see Braun just throw Shane off of something at this point, because Shane's really annoying.
I think so. Do you think that Braun is the one that's coming off as more of the baby face here? He's not like an ideal, lovable baby face.
Yeah.
So,
but was he ever like, because remember when he would just tear shit up and people were like, yeah, I was one of those people that was like, oh, he just threw Roman Reigns off a loading dock strapped to a stretcher. Sweet.
Yeah. So maybe that counts. I don't know. Okay. But I think I misunderstood half of what Shane McMahon was saying, because I'm listening to you say this and I'm like, wow, I misunderstood him completely.
What did you think that he said?
Well, because he was talking pretty low and I was kind of like, you know, just watching. I thought that he was asking him to like calm down his anger. Is that not what you mean?
Yeah, but and to work together.
He has issues and that he's too angry. Wow, I made up a whole segment in my head. What I understood from this promo. What the
hell? Maybe WWE creative is just so next level, Denise. It's one of those beautiful stories that has multiple, you know what I mean? Meanwhile, YouTube Championship Wrestling just says Shane gets him so irritated.
Look, I'm a fan of Shane McMahon. I don't care that he's going to be at WrestleMania. I think because the stuff that he does, look, I'm not going to lie to you and say that I don't pop for all of the crazy stuff that he does, because I do and I mark out for that kind of stuff, you know, guilty, whatever. I like that kind of stuff. So I'm not necessarily completely anti the fact that we're going to, you know, have this possible Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman match. And after tonight, it's looking like it's more clearly that that's going to happen. But I mean, look, if they're going to do it, I just want to see cool stuff happen. And that's all I really care about, because everything else of how we're getting there right now, based on what I saw tonight, it's not intriguing me whatsoever. So it's more of those matches where I'm just waiting to see what cool stuff happens.
Queen Hannah says, Adam Pearce, baby. I don't want to see none of your tweets about this, Hannah. Cyclops says, oh, they're raunchy. They're raunchy.
Let her be raunchy. Women are allowed to be raunchy if they want.
Listen, that girl has a giant wrench and she's just going and turning on the fire hydrant every time that Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce are in the ring together. And I want no parts of it. Cyclops is better than Wolverine.
None.
What?
You don't want none. Sorry, you left me open for that. I'm sorry, Sean.
Cyclops says, Braun gimmick is a teen who thinks everything sucks. Yes, he is. And Hannah makes her feelings known.
I think I missed. Okay.
Yeah, you sure did. Warrior Clan said, Braun versus Shane at Mania in a street fight. I think that's what we're going to get, Denise.
Let's do it. I don't mind it.
We got another super chat. Nerd Guru says, appreciate the brutal honesty, SRS. Always glad us in super chats. Unrelated, did Denise pick up WandaVision again? Does she have a new show opinion? I ain't watching that stuff either.
No, I still haven't. I actually watched the Cecil documentary this weekend, and then I argued for like 2 hours with my fiance about what we were going to watch on TV. And I asked him, do you want to watch WandaVision? And he was like, nah. So we never got to it.
That Cecil documentary could have been 90 minutes long. Could have been 90 minutes long.
It could have been.
It was really stupid. Anakin says, did they ever explain how Shane came back after he lost to Owens on the Fox debut of SmackDown and was subsequently fired? Raw Underground, baby. He got in through the underground. That's the only way. He has. I don't think he's been back on SmackDown, has he?
Dude, I didn't even remember any of that. So that should tell you how much.
Denise, you were there. I know. It was in LA.
I know, but I forgot. I'm sorry. My God.
Jose Flores says, you don't need babyface heel if you're invested in the characters. This ain't it. Yeah, I'm invested in watching Braun throw Shane off of something. And I don't need a story to get me there.
Like, all I want is to hear Braun say, this sucks. I don't know why I find that so hilarious every time he says it.
Brandon Charles Powell says, are we getting Shane versus Pierce at Mania? I'd rather we get Braun versus Shane and Pierce at Mania. I think that's more fair because I don't think Shane has a chance in hell. Right?
No, I don't know. I can't imagine it. So I'm still sticking with Shane Braun.
Probable Cause says, dear Lord SRS, if there's one thing I don't want, it's flair in any title picture. You want to make it worse and put Shane on screen wrestling again. I mean, they're going to do it anyway. So, I mean.
Bro, we just had The Miz as champion. Like, really? Like, the bar ain't set that high.
I mean, I don't want it. If it's going to be a harmless thing that Shane gets thrown off of, it's going to happen anyway. I've just resolved to it. It's like I had people that were like, oh, Sean, you weren't that upset that Goldberg came back earlier this year. He's got two matches on his contract. If he doesn't wrestle at WrestleMania, I know he's going to be here for SummerSlam or some stuff like that. You know the deal. Shane's going to come there. He's going to get thrown off something. That's it. And Rafael Garcia says Shane is going to pin Braun clean. Watch. I wouldn't doubt it. Do you think that'll happen?
Dude. Oh, wait. Sorry. I should have answered you. I hate when I leave you down on these pauses.
You do.
I'm sorry. That was a failure on my part. I'm sorry. I usually get confused, but...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point.
96% of Grammarly users say that it helps them craft more impactful writing. Would you agree?
Grammarly helped adjust my tone to navigate tough work conversations. And it works everywhere I write, so I can quickly communicate effectively.
Your teammate used Grammarly to summarize an important document, making a three-pointer. How did he do it?
It only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
You made an incredible slam dunk to end the game. The meeting was canceled, and your team will go home champions. Go to Grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Sometimes yeah. I don't get your cue. So this one, I missed the cue. I said what I needed to say. I don't think he'd pin him clean. No, I don't think so.
So I don't think so either. Denise continues her heel run with her anti-WV takes.
I'm not anti-WandaVision. I'm sorry. Episode 2 just dropped me off. Left me in the middle of nowhere and I just didn't care anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, at 9 p.m., Miz says that he's got cramps and he can't come out to the ring. Bobby Lashley hunts him down. And I thought they were doing a gimmick where Miz shit himself.
I thought something completely different.
What do you think?
Okay, so before they actually said that he had cramps, before Morrison said it, I said, he has cramps, but like female cramps, not like dude cramps. I was like, what has he got? His period? What's going on here? Because I've looked just like that a few times a month, you know? I mean, a couple times a year. Not a few times a month.
Denise.
It could happen, actually. Not going to lie.
Donate super chat so we can fix Denise's menstrual cycle, please.
My menstrual cycle.
Listen, don't argue with me. I'm trying to shill, okay?
Sean, hold on, though. It could happen a couple of times a month because your period is more than one day, so it can happen like 3 days, so that's a couple times a month.
You're right.
I need to fix myself here, okay?
You're right.
Hang on. What knowledge do you have on this? Go right ahead.
That's not what people thought.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, no.
I meant like you have your, like you can have your period for multiple days. Okay, this is not what I wanted to get into right now, okay?
Rob Wilkins says they should have had Otis throw Miz back into the ring. Now he's on SmackDown. He's heel now. I don't want Otis anywhere near Raw. Damian Priest, though, this is set up when Bad Bunny rejects an offer from Elias. Like, I get that they want Bad Bunny on the screen as much as possible. I don't need to see Damian Priest selling for Elias for 7 of the 10 minutes of this match, Denise. I mentioned it last week. It does not look very cool to sit there at a chin lock with Elias. I think that he should have dominated this match, and the only offense Elias should have got was when Jackson Ryker cheated, and then Elias got a little bit. Damian Priest wins, but it's like, I'm like, man, don't screw him up.
So I have a couple of things to say about this. All right. So first and foremost, in the nicest way possible, I'm just going to say this. Elias cannot be in these types of long matches because I never considered Elias to be an amazing worker or whatever. But this match just showed to me that he was kind of a lot worse than what I kind of just saw him as, and I feel bad. Okay. I don't want to say that, but this was not a good showcase for him. He looked terrible in this match, terrible. And I do not think that they should have done this long match with Damian Priest because they kind of brought Damian Priest down a notch. You know, Damian Priest came in as this big, you know, all right, like he's, you know, he's in with the rock star, whatever, right? He came in more with like a Keith Lee type of hype, right? But then he got brought down a notch in this match, and I didn't care for it at all. I felt that it was way too long. He should have either squashed him or they could have just done a quick, what, like 2-4 minute match. I don't care. And Bad Bunny, I love the fact that he's there each and every single week. That's awesome. But at least let's have him do something a little bit more. Okay. Like, what are you reading, Sean? I feel like you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm definitely not. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I really do think that they should utilize Bad Bunny in a more exciting way. If not, don't include him each and every single week.
I think you're right. I mean, it seems like they just want him to be there.
And that's cool. I don't mind it. If he's there every week, but don't
he's
have
great.
Him standing there.
Yeah, by the way, FightfulSelect.com reported what the planned WrestleMania match is. Go over to FightfulSelect.com. I also broke the news today of a SmackDown star that signed a new contract. Jose Flores says, a lot of unintentional virgins over here freaking out about periods.
Ew. Oh, my God. What is wrong with the world? I'm done.
Caleb Maldonado said, anything for the Dong Lord. Let's help the Queen's menstrual cycle.
I don't want my menstrual cycle to be a topic of conversation. This was supposed to be a funny joke about the Miz having cramps. That's what it was supposed to be.
Well, fortunately,
this turned into something totally different.
Fortunately for you, people are sending money so it can get fixed. Jacob says, Bad Bunny gonna pin Bobby clean. I don't think they'll go that far, Denise.
What, Bad Bunny pinning who now? What was the comment?
Bobby Lashley clean.
Oh, no, come on.
Yes. Evan Wright says, did Priest need to take 17 minutes to beat Elias? It was probably like
that match.
It felt like 10 minutes. I'd have to go back and look because a lot of people were.
Yeah. I feel like I kept zoning out and I kept like, I feel like I wasn't paying attention to this and it kept coming back and it was still on. And I feel bad because I, you know, want to pay attention, but I just wasn't feeling it.
We're headed down the home stretch, guys. Get your super chats in. Leave a thumbs up. Oblivious Carey says, Shane versus Miz is still one of my favorite matches ever. It was a fun match. It was all over the place. It was a blast. So at 10 p.m. when this Lashley-Miz match gets restarted, you knew some shenanigans were up, right?
Oh, yeah. I figured something crazy. Not crazy, but I figured what people were expecting to happen wasn't going to happen. I was like, all right, let's just get this over and done with. I'm done already. I was more frustrated than Bobby Lashley.
So I knew some shenanigans were going to happen. Miz grabs the title and runs away. If you're Lashley, just keep rolling in and out of the ring and reset the count every time and be like, hey, Shelton, hey, Cedric, go find him. Send him out here. What are we doing?
Yeah, I think that this unfortunately made Bobby Lashley and the Hurt Business look kind of silly chasing the Miz around, like, you know, like Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah. Also, did we get a Rhea Ripley vignette tonight? Okay.
We got just the little, like the little
coming soon.
Yeah.
So Lashley is livid and MVP screams, "This is bullshit!" on TV, which I didn't expect.
That was, okay, that was nice. I saw everybody freaking out about that on Twitter. I didn't, like, it didn't hit me in the brain that, like, hey, this isn't something that you can say on television.
I mean, he can. You can say, okay, you can drop the F-bomb on TV if you want. All right,
then I don't, and I didn't care. I didn't even really notice.
I thought it was a good way to add some spice to the situation, and Lashley cursing, because why wouldn't they be? They would be livid over that. So now the match is set. It's going to be the Miz is backstage and he's upset because he was forced to come back or else he was going to be stripped of the title. And Evan Wright says Chuck Taylor is in shambles after that. Chuck Taylor's been trying to say shit on TNT for 2 years now. But like, this did give me some hope because I was like, if they've moved it this many times and they don't do it tonight or we get a screwy ending, I think they know it would be the wrong kind of heat, Denise.
Yeah, I think so, too. It just wouldn't. No, it just not work out. But I just really don't like the whole prolonging it, doing all these little swerves till we finally get there. For me, it was just kind of like, let's just get there already and end it.
Just no yes says, why are the women getting treated like SRS on Quizlemania? Well, because they're really talented. So Cal Val's really good. Melina won. Denise almost won.
Hey. I don't even know why they keep asking me back. I'm the jobber of that show.
Because you're entertaining. That's why. Yeah, see,
I don't even need to win to be awesome.
I appreciate the super chat, but I don't want you guys minimizing people for reasons like that. I don't find that shit funny.
Happy Women's History Month.
There you go.
What a great way to start.
There you go. Guys, if you're sending starred super chats, guys, we have not made it to the main event segment yet. Like, we're not there yet. Eloquent says, why do they have to delegitimize the tag champs to push this dumb Braun Shane match? Thoughts on the IWGP titles combining? Well, Eloquent, thoughts on the IWGP titles combining. I wish they would have done it with their tag titles and combined those. Also, I still don't have any idea what they're actually going to do with the history of these titles, because I've heard some weird stuff that they're saying, and I don't know until they actually do it what lineage will exist, if any. And I don't think you should ruin the lineage of the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. I don't think you should get rid of the Intercontinental Championship, but I see why you wouldn't want to get rid of the U.S. title right now, because Jon Moxley has it. I've got conflicting feelings on that. As far as the tag champs, I didn't mind that because the tag champs beat Braun and Adam Pearce. If they would have lost this match, I would have been really upset, Denise.
Would you have? Yeah, I think so, too. It would have been very silly.
Anakin JMT says, think that super chat was about Raw women, not Quizlemania. Oh,
wow, Sean, you just went off.
I didn't go off. I thought that
you went off.
I didn't want anybody like diminishing anyone.
I was going to say, I think you read that wrong, but then
you're
I,
right. My apologies. Just no yes. But here's the thing. You've got a thing up there that says douchebag as your profile picture. Sorry, I'm going to assume the worst. My apologies.
This is the, what was that one thing you said that one time where you called somebody old man or something?
Oh boy.
Or that was pretty funny.
Let me tell you. Saw some shifty stuff with that person on the social media. Oh boy, I'll clue you in a little bit later.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. Boy, I'll clue you in. No idea.
Apologies to the person with douchebag in their profile picture. See,
and okay, I really thought I was going to tell you, I think you read that wrong, but then I thought, well, I probably read that wrong, so I didn't want to say anything because I only saw it so quickly, and so it got complicated.
Yeah, but still, apologies for messing that up. It happens. It's going to be a long week. So here we go.
What if he's not even on anymore? What if he was like, screw Denise and Sean, I'm off, unsubscribe, bye.
One less douchebag watching our show.
But he wasn't.
Self-imposed. He gave himself the name. Now, come on. Come on.
You know, regardless of what you see on this podcast, we're nice people.
We are nice people. Lucha Bros defeated Retribution. This was really quick. They squashed Retribution, Denise.
Lucha Bros? Oh, yeah, Lucha Bros.
Get it? Get it?
I was like, Lucha Bros? Yeah. I was like, wrong shows. I was like, wrong show, Sean.
Yeah, it's like how there's L-I-J in R-O-H, but it's not really L-I-J, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we got here. We got the Lucha Bros over here, Lucha House Party and Matt Riddle, defeating, like, squashing Retribution. Then Ali is like, I'll show you how it's done. And then he abuses this finishing move. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't good.
Okay, so first of all, how this all kicked off, again, Retribution, they looked really pointless. I didn't even write down the match. I didn't even write down anything that happened in there. That should tell you everything. Afterwards, though, I did like how, you know, Ali decided to take things into his own hands. But I mean, at what point do we have to keep keeping them as a stable? Like, we should just break them up already. If this is what we're going to keep getting each and every single week, just scrap it, end it, start from scratch.
Yeah, this, and it took them 1 week to beat Riddle. 1 week to beat Riddle as champion. Jesus.
And he didn't deserve that, dude. Like, he's been having killer matches.
Oh, man. I think that's it. I think it's time to talk about what everybody wants to talk about. Bobby Lashley comes out to the ring. Miz comes out to the ring. Miz tries to talk MVP into doing it at WrestleMania. And for a second, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to do that. He's going to be like, it's business. It's business. Oh, my gosh. And then Shane comes out and he's like, no, we're doing a lumberjack match. Now, my criticism, it didn't make sense to have Braun Strowman out there doing that lumberjack thing. But I will say, they kept shooting the match over his shoulder. And I was like, oh, my God, is he going to run in? Is he going to interfere? Did you think any of that?
No, I didn't. I was more thinking of, I get why they're doing the lumberjack stuff, but it just makes it look so, like, goofy, you know? Like, I can't take it seriously. Like, this is a championship match, and we're having, like, the lumberjacks out there. For me, it's just like, what am I seeing? Like, this doesn't feel like a championship match.
To get a couple super chats out of the way, Ali will take the title from Riddle, and it'll be Kofi Ali for the U.S. title at Mania. That sounds good to me, to be honest with you. Retribution or now or Dark Order, December 2019. A lot of people are saying Dark Order, easy. No, Dark Order really, really sucked in December 2019. It was some of the worst stuff around.
People were hating it. Like, I remember all, like, the trash that I read, like, about them, like, online and stuff. So it's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would probably go with Retribution now than them then. But in a few months, they turned it around.
It's been more than a few months for Retribution.
Yeah. So, sorry to deviate, but Bobby Lashley wins the WWE Championship. Oh, my God. And I know a lot of people don't actually watch the show that watch this, so I'll put up the graphic there for you. Bobby Lashley wins the WWE Championship. Well-deserved. He was going to be their guy, Denise. He represented Donald Trump in 2007 at WrestleMania, one of their biggest drawing shows ever. And less than a year later, he was gone. I remember when Cena came out at number 30 in 08, I was like, oh, this is where Lashley's going to return. This is where he's going to return. And then when he didn't, like, he could tell, oh, no, something bad is going on here. It's been a journey. MVP was by his side to win the Impact Championship as well, the TNA Championship. Now here he is, and Bobby Lashley crushed The Miz. And I think he should have crushed The Miz. We talked about this every week. How'd you feel about the match itself?
I thought how they did the match and everything that played out was exactly the way that it should have gone. I mean, he murdered the guy. Really, yeah. That's what he did. I mean, he made The Miz look like a rag doll. And I kind of think it was what people wanted to see. Like, they gave people like, oh, this guy is so ridiculously annoying, so let's just have somebody beat the hell out of him, right? And who better to do it than Bobby Lashley? Now, here's the thing that I have to say, because, you know, a couple months ago, I get it. Like, they were, you know, for several months now, Bobby Lashley has been booked really strongly, et cetera. But I wasn't feeling it. I thought that he was getting boring, et cetera. But I will have to say that the last 3 weeks, they have made me more interested in what he's been doing. And I think ever since Elimination Chamber, I've had like a change of heart where I'm like, okay, this could be pretty exciting. Yeah. Now, am I like over the moon? Like, oh my God, this is incredible. No, I'm not, but I'm happy for him. Obviously I'm happy for him and I'm excited to see what they do, because it does feel, even though it's somebody, a face that we've seen in the company for a very long time, it does sort of feel new to have him as champion. So I am sort of excited to see what they're going to do. And, you know, my guess is that they're going to do, you know, Lashley, Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. That's my guess. But I don't know how long. I don't know. I don't expect his reign to last very long, though.
Well, I mean, you know, he's been down and out. He's been frustrated in the past. He's had some pretty bad booking, and he overcame it, and he had a great performance. Kind of like you can when you take Blue Chew, code Fightful, Denise. You can be down and out. You can be a little bit frustrated. You can maybe not have that championship confidence, but you can get it back with BlueChew.com, code Fightful, Denise. Oh, it's a beautiful day when you use BlueChew.com code Fightful, the unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. It's ready when you are. Even if you got plans for 9 p.m., you push them back to 10:50 p.m., maybe they get pushed back to 10:50 p.m. It's ready when you are. And Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED and to give you that confidence you need. It's an online prescription service, no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But there will be nothing discreet about your package when you use BlueChew.com code Fightful. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems there. Leave the swallowing to someone else. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Because there is a right ingredient, one will work better for you than another. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. BlueChew.com code Fightful. Just pay $5 shipping. Pay the mailman. That's all. BlueChew.com code Fightful. Hey, Denise. I just want to say we have an important update.
What is it?
Let me find the super chat. Meant women should be treated better on Raw. Sorry. And this person updated their profile picture. A douchebag no longer. Thank you. I apologies for going off on you. Jacob Toon says, wasn't able to watch the show, had no power. Well, Bobby Lashley had plenty of it. He's WWE champion. We're going to go a few minutes over. We usually kill it at an hour, but we got a lot of super chats. And Denise,
I feel like we always go over, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start reflecting this on my invoice.
Yeah, do it. Jeremiah, like I pay that thing. Take it up with Jimmy. Of course. I'll sign off on it. Bob's Lashley won the title. Randy Orton is fighting his evil twin. Wrestling is truly amazing. And Nerd Guru says MVP's return has done wonders for the company. It has. It's changed the careers of three people who were, one, had his fake sisters on the show, and the other two weren't doing anything, Denise. MVP has been a godsend.
He definitely has made a lot of things a lot better, for sure.
Probable Cause says Bobby's going to lose it to Drew at WrestleMania. I'm going to be depressed all over again. I want to believe, but it's WWE. We know what's up. Yeah, but to me, a big thing is him getting this achievement, him reaching this mountaintop, because now, Denise, he's always a threat, even if he's got a year left. Like, I wanted to be able to say Bobby Lashley is a world champion, not just in ECW, not just in TNA. the man put in the work to be a world champion, and he's having one of the best runs of his career.
Yeah, no, plus, I mean, obviously, you know, we can't have, you know, I really do think that we're going to see Drew as champion again come WrestleMania, but I'm okay with that.
Rafael Garcia and Dre Horizon both sent the same super chat. Lashley, man, it would. I've got to check Leo Rush's Twitter. I hope there's like something nice there. I don't know if he's given any like. Yeah, he did. He retweeted the Almighty Era and congratulated Bobby Lashley. That makes me very happy to see because I thought that was a special act as well. Like I really liked them. Jacob says, "Oh, sorry. Go ahead."
No, I did too.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Matthews Bronson says, Miz pack in the air. It's gas or what?
I don't get this one.
I think he's farty in his britches. I think that's why he's got the cramps. It's definitely not menstrual.
I'm not touching that subject again.
Cyclops says, WWE needs more managers like MVP. Bring Bivens up. Bivens is incredible.
He's been doing good stuff. Yeah.
If for those of you that don't watch NXT, Malcolm Bivens, to get his client wins, he's popping up every time somebody gets cleared. And he's like, fight Tyler Rust. I want him to pop up next to Casey Catanzaro and be like, fight Tyler Rust, you coward.
Like, I like what he's been doing. I think that he's been a right call for Tyler Rust from the very start that they did this.
Jacob says, we'll say I'm kind of digging MVP with the cane. It does look kind of badass, Denise.
Is it kind of like the, it kind of gives off like the, I don't know, like the movie vibe, like the bad guy coming in. I don't know what the cane, whatever. I don't know what movies I'm watching.
Throwback says, second lumberjack in 2 months with the title on the line where it changes. Big E, now Lashley. Well, just over 2 months ago. Shows how amazing are and important they are at talent as talents. Yeah, Lashley, I mean, I thought this was a good way to keep Miz from cowering. I'll say that. And Carlos Easy says MVP doesn't get enough recognition for his impact the last 13 months. And the funny thing is he made the same impact in Impact before and they saw it, but MVP and Lashley both getting their roses tonight. It feels like,
yeah, it could have gone south, dude. Like for MVP, it could have gone south. Like people could have just had zero interest. Cause I know at the beginning of this, I was kind of like, oh, okay, we're going back to something that I feel like I might have already seen. So for me to actually say that, you know, I didn't hate it and that I was actually interested a couple of weeks, that's a win.
Ricardo Holt says, learn that Bobbles is champ. Go Lashley. There's like, it makes me happy to just see people that are super chatty. They're happy about Lashley. Or as Brandon Charles Powell said, is it true? Is Miz no longer champion? Now let's go get those titles off Nia and Shayna. I'm so happy right now. Hey, I hope so. I want some more traffic driven to that Dakota Kai interview that I did on Fightful. That's what I want. Jamie says Lashley should run with the belt for a while because if Drew regains it at Mania, who would he feud with afterwards? Sheamus? He's beaten everyone. Well, that's the thing. All year long, they didn't have anybody ready for him. They had Randy Orton ready for him once. When Randy Orton faced him at SummerSlam, Orton was white hot. And if you were going to have Drew lose the title, it should have been then. Like, and then he could have gained it back. But I agree. Throwback says, though, with Lashley winning the title, what does this mean for Mania? Is there a true number one contender? Lashley winning is well overdue. Also, happy birthday to Wild Boy. Yes, our friend Wild Boy, one of our great supporters. We love that guy. Happy birthday to him. One of the best dudes you'll ever know. I think we're going towards Drew and Lashley at Mania. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And part of me definitely thinks that Drew McIntyre is going to win back his title. But at the same time, I was thinking of the same thing that our viewer that just sent in the super chat about basically saying like, who would he face next? I do feel that way, but at the same time, I feel that way for both Bobby Lashley and Drew and pretty much whoever would be champion, that there needs to be more challengers. So I feel like maybe anything can happen, and I feel like maybe maybe they want to give Drew McIntyre like another WrestleMania moment, or if maybe they kind of like, oh, well, we kind of already been there, done that. Let's do something new, something different. So maybe even though I was completely sure it'd be Drew, now I kind of feel like I might not be completely sure.
Yeah, and of course we have Jet Bumgarner saying, Bobby versus Drew or Bobby versus Lesnar, which do you think would be the bigger draw? Love Drew McIntyre, but the bigger draw is Lesnar and Lashley.
Yes, and that's something that I know a lot of people have been talking about for a very long time. And I just feel like no matter what, Lesnar always, he's a different type of main eventer, a different type of star. And I mean, you could put Brock Lesnar and like a pencil and it would be like, I'm pretty excited for that match, you know? So I would very much love to see that match.
And Bobby Lashley did not compete at the MMA level in which Brock Lesnar did. Just the level of competition wasn't there, but you can't accidentally go 15-2 as an MMA heavyweight. It just doesn't happen. There's too many big boys just throwing their fists at people's faces, and the knockout rate is so much higher there. So he does have a ton of legitimacy behind him, and it's a match that we haven't seen and we should see. John Sivak says, I kept expecting Braun to interfere in the main event. I'm glad he didn't. Give Lashley a one-year run where he runs through everyone who challenges him. I would love like a dominant ass kicker, just squash guy with the title. I think there's an element to that, to the point to where he's not the main event because you almost know it's going to be a squash. But I mean, like people used to tune in to watch Mike Tyson destroy people. Like I think that could work in wrestling too. Goldberg did it for a while. Then when they got the title, it was more competitive. But I think it's worth checking out. Like, can they just have a guy that squashes people?
But they could definitely just keep that, you know, for the U.S. title picture, the Intercontinental title picture. Like, I just really, I want to see, like, I want to see what they're doing, similar to what they're doing with NXT, where they have Finn as a champion and they have multiple options for guys that can really go at it and have these, you know, awesome matches that are not just awesome, but like awesome, extra awesome. You know what kind of awesome I'm talking about. Extra awesome. So I just like, I want to see that for Raw and SmackDown. Like, I feel like that's definitely what I would be more interested in.
Alexander Treffel says, I hope Denise wins this Wednesday. I do too.
No, I don't want anyone to root for me. It puts unnecessary pressure on me.
Keelan Flanagan says, I thought a screwy finish was coming in the main event when I saw the Lumberjacks. Made it even more sweet that Bobby Lashley won.
Flashley.
Yeah. I mean, I did too. I thought that some screwy stuff was going down, and I'm glad it didn't. Rob Wilkins with some comedic relief. Is Coco Beware's mom named Tupper? I doubt it. Dre Horizon says, if I'm Ricochet, I'm asking MVP for another shot to join. Bro. Yeah, you should have people aching to join the Hurt Business. That's the thing that should be happening. You should have wrestlers being like, I want to be in the Hurt Business.
Instead of the other way around, because for a while he was the one like, well, for a big while, he was the one begging people.
And Titus did. Titus did try to join, if you remember that. And I think they beat him up. But George Yamin says, do you think Lashley retains at Mania and Drew gets moved to SmackDown? I don't think they're going to move anybody right now. They had a draft like 5 months ago. So
no, and they need to keep star power on Raw.
Badly. Any chances on Bobby versus Brock? I hope so. I mean, I like Drew McIntyre. He did everything that he possibly could with what he was given, but I think he could do another match with him. Wouldn't mind Drew versus Cena. I don't need to see Drew versus Goldberg again, but I think there are other things that you could do there. And Volob says, do you think the fans have cooled off on Drew? I mean, he deserves his moment in front of a crowd. I wouldn't know if the fans have cooled off on Drew. Denise, we've never seen any.
I actually do think so, because on a couple of my streams where people were talking about this, I got a lot of comments from people that they were like, okay, like I'm over Drew being champion. And I think people just kind of got a little dulled out. And that sucks to say because I didn't feel that way. But I know that a couple of people did definitely feel that way. But I don't think it was his fault. I think he had two things going up against him. And obviously, we've already talked about the lack of challengers for him. But I think the other one, that his reign, I think was really affected by the fact that he didn't have an audience. I really do feel that was a big impact.
Michael Esquivel says he's happy that Bobby won. JL says The Rock, Kofi Kingston, now Bobby Lashley. Long overdue. Jose Flores says there's a difference between it finally happened and it's finally over. This is too damn long. It got the right kind of heat with me tonight, Denise. I was like, God damn it. But if they would have pushed this back to even Fastlane, I would have been like, oh, I'm so over this.
Well, it's yeah, I think it's because if it was The Miz, if it would have been somebody else, maybe we wouldn't have necessarily, you know, felt that way. But I do think it would have been nicer to have him win the title at Fastlane or at WrestleMania, obviously, at some sort of pay-per-view versus Raw. Because, like, I don't know. I think because of how Raw has been booked lately, it doesn't really feel like a big enough deal. Like, it feels like a big deal because, you know, this is his first time. But I think because it was not on a pay-per-view, it does kind of lack a little bit of that big deal feel.
I think you're right as well. If you want a big deal feel, you go to bluechew.com, code Fightful. Nerd Guru says, Lashley doing better than Lana's actual husband. Lana's actual husband has a good 10 years behind Bobby Lashley, though. I think he'll do fine. Frank says, cheers to Mr. Ass Bobby Lashley becoming champion. That is a booty pro wrestling reference for those of you who are fans of twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Jeremiah says, honestly, just keep the belt on Lashley forever. Seems like the happiest and most united IWC has ever been. IWC doesn't exist. Everybody has the internet, guys. Everybody. But lots of people with different opinions on how long he should hold the title. YouTube Championship Wrestling wants him to hold it till SummerSlam. How long are you doing? Anthony Velasquez says, hopes he holds it past WrestleMania, but he still thinks McIntyre gets his moment in front of fans.
The second it gets boring, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can say it. The second I lose interest, I'm out.
That should be the case with everybody too, right? Like, we should not have been bored with Drew's title reign.
I wasn't bored, though, but some people were, but I wasn't bored.
Man, when they were doing the same old stuff over and over again. Phil Felice says, Brock versus Lulu Pencil. I don't know what that means.
Well, it's because I said Brock versus a pencil.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Lulu Pencil means.
I'm Malucha says, happy Monday, missed the show. But saw Lashley won, makes me happy. Rest of the show worth watching?
Nope.
Well, the Sheamus Drew McIntyre match.
That is definitely worth watching. And Brandon Charles Powell plugs my Dakota Kai interview, said that he's shocked to hear Rhea's only 5'7".
She's only 5'7"?
Isn't she the tallest 5'7" woman ever?
Wow. Like, she looks taller.
I know.
But she Alpha, just has such a great build, though.
Yeah. Alpha Wolf says, calling it now, the fact that we saw Drew and Sheamus tonight, I reckon we're going to get Drew and Lashley at Fastlane, where Lashley will retain and Lesnar will return, setting up those two at Mania. I think that sounds awesome, Denise. We're talking about a WrestleMania that's going to have Sasha, Bianca, hopefully Charlotte, Rhea, Asuka, Reigns, and Edge. If Drew is not in the title match, he's going to get a big opponent. It ain't going to be Sheamus.
I'm curious as to what we're going to get for Fastlane then with the WWE Championship picture.
Nothing. Cancel it.
I don't want to see Miz versus Bobby Lashley in some sort of rematch. I would cry.
Anakin says, happy birthday to Wild Boy. What a present to have Lashley as the new champion. Indeed. And happy birthday to our friend Wild Boy again. Ryan B. Jam says, hello to Dong Lord Sean and Big Ben Denise. Hope all is well with you guys. Thank God that Miz is no longer champ. Bobby needs a 6-month reign. I love the varying. So far we've had past WrestleMania, SummerSlam, 6 months, and a year long.
Yeah. Seriously, I think everybody's on a different wavelength here, but it's just because if you think about it, who else besides Drew and Bobby Lashley would be champion right now? I'm not saying who you would like, because we can all name names. I'm just saying that who actually is there. There aren't very many options.
Yeah. Guys, get in your super chats. Last opportunity. We are wrapping it up. Richard Thomas says, I find it interesting that MVP was in the corner of Lashley for when he won his first Impact Championship and WWE Championship. I hope they license that footage. I hope they use that footage for a documentary. And Volub says, Lashley totally deserved this win, but my God, guys, stop booking your champs to lose, even though Miz deserved to lose. The Riddle thing, they could have went without that, though. They really could have.
Yes, I agree.
Nerd Guru says, this was a damn near unbearable long walk for a short drink of water. Show started great and had some of the worst stuff ever, but Lashley is champ. I didn't mind it. I liked the build, but if it would have ended different, Denise, I would have been saying something different.
Dude, I kind of felt like that viewer too. It was hard for me to get all the way through. It was very hard.
Anakin says, work internet went down, but you won't with Blue Chew. Guys, if I happen to miss any of your super chats, let me know, but I'm pretty sure I got them all. And only warning, if you send one and or if you tell me I missed one and I didn't, you will get banned. But Throwback says,
so mean, Sean. So mean to the people.
No, people are trying to screw other people over by like getting stuff read without.
You yelled at an innocent guy today and made him change his default and everything.
Well, if he didn't want people to think he was a douchebag, he should. And as it turns out, he's not a douchebag. And I saw that. So it all worked
out. You're changing lives.
I'm changing lives.
You're embracing the vision.
We're making moments or putting smiles on faces, Denise. Throwback 27 says, if they ever do Lashley versus Lee for the title, sign me up. It would be amazing. Yeah, Lee's got to get back. Don't know when or if he's coming back anytime soon. He's sidelined right now, and that is really, really unfortunate.
And we know, based on some other people, we know that it can be a while.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know what's going on with people in their personal health situations. WWE actually did. They posted a photo of each black champion, The Rock, Kofi Kingston, Bobby Lashley. I'm going to pull that up for you guys to see. Really great graphic they put up there. But, I mean, this is somebody who deserved the title in Bobby Lashley. And great image there.
Denise, oh, that is a really good. Oh, are we doing peekaboo?
Yeah, we're doing peekaboo. Great image.
No, that's good.
I hate that they had the crappy new version of the title. You could actually see how the title evolved.
Yeah, from the
scratch to the WWE Network logo on Kofi to the more defined diamond logo there.
It's so weird seeing The Rock in the back, though, and not, like, front and center. And, like, obviously, right. Bobby Lashley is the champion, so he's going to be front and center. But it's weird not seeing The Rock front and center, though.
Indeed. Guys, we are here all week. We had a major List in Your Boy last week, one of our most watched in a long time. You guys are really taking to that show every week now. If you guys like what we do here and you want a more news format, every week, 3 p.m. Eastern, Listen Your Boy. It might be pushed back a little bit this week because we got the Cody call, but we also cover SmackDown. We cover NXT, AEW, all that good stuff. JL says, Happy Women's History Month. Indeed, Happy Women's History Month. Rafael Garcia says, I love how fans rally around people of color when they get big spots like this. Wish we could see it more for the deserving performers. It did feel like a big celebration. And for not just that, people also did not want Miz as champion anymore.
No. It was two celebrations mixed in one.
But it did make me so happy to see this. Like,
I think like it's be people know, like, okay, this is somebody that's been with the company for how many years, and you're like, oh, you think it's never gonna happen for them, and then it does. Like, you can't help but to be happy for someone because it's like that moment that they're gonna treasure for like ever, you know.
Denise, tell the people where they can find you. Of course, we thank you for staying with us even longer tonight. You can reflect that on your invoice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sean. YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo. Go there. Go subscribe. That's my baby. That's the place to be. And then Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. I'm super active. So if you haven't followed me yet, come follow me. And yeah, that's about it.
Guys, we got constantly just a stream of stuff dropping. Molly Bell, one of our great feature writers, has been doing so much stuff that's getting the attention of wrestlers. She did a feature on Tommy Dreamer. She did one on Kurt Angle. We got Joe Hulbert this week, who did one on Shane Taylor that got his attention. We've got some great feature work coming out. He's got one on Taz coming up, which near and dear to my heart, because that's the reason I got into actual shoot wrestling was Taz. I wanted to be able to suplex people like Taz did. Never quite learned it as well as him, but it motivated me to do that. So I love that one. And Taylor Hendricks, who you guys know from ROH and TNA, has done just a ton of work for us. Go check out her author page. Check it out, guys. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Thank you all so much for being here. Over 1,000 of you watch us live every single week now. Thank you so much. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.